This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
وكان وضوءه مرتبا متواليا ولم يخل به مرة واحدة البتة. He says that the wudu of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was always in order. You know how we mentioned that one of the pillars is what? That it has to be done in order, right? And we mentioned as evidence how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He spoke about the pillars, He mentioned two things that are to be washed. And then He mentioned one thing that needs to be wiped. And then the fourth thing that He mentioned was that which needs to be washed. So He placed that which is wiped in between the things that are washed, the sandwiched. So clearly shows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted this to happen. وَكَانَ وَضُوءُهُ مُرَتَّبًا مُتَوَالِيًا. And he also mentioned it was mutawaliyan, that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wouldn't keep a long break in between the things that he needs to wash. Okay? He would follow one part of the wudu with the other. So he's washed his face and then he would move straight into washing the hands up to the elbows included. Okay? And this is the sixth pillar, right? And then look what Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala mentions. وَلَمْ يُخِلَّ بِهِ مَرَّةً وَاحِدَةً الْبَتَّةً. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never ever left off these two things whenever he made wudu, he says. He then goes on to say, وَلَمْ يُحْفَظْ عَنْهُ أَنَّهُ كَانَ يَقُولُ عَلَى وُضُوئِهِ شَيْئًا غَيْرَ التَّسْمِيَةِ فِي أَوَّلِهِ. Says it hasn't been reported that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ever said anything before he started his wudu other than saying Bismillah. This is the tasmiyah. There's a difference as a side point between the basmala and also the tasmiyah. The tasmiyah is to say Bismillah. Al-basmala is to say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the beginning, he would say Bismillah. And this is because of a number of a hadith. And the Hanabila, they hold this to be mandatory. They hold it to be mandatory that one says Bismillah right at the beginning. And that is something that he must come with. Okay? They say it to be what? Wajib. And there's a difference between a pillar and also a wajib according to the scholars of the Hanbali Madhab. A pillar is like the sixth that we've taken. Six things that we've taken, is that you must come with it, regardless of the situation. Regardless of the situation. Even if you forget or out of ignorance, you still have to go back and come with it again. However, the wajib, there is a slight difference. You have to come with it, okay? But if you forget, and then you remember, let's just say for example, after you finished your wudu, or after you finished your salah, you don't have to go back. You don't have to go back. And that's the difference between the two. However, they say, Hanabila, that if you remember that you left off the tasmiyah, the Bismillah, while you are still completing your wudu, you're still in the middle of completing your wudu, right? You remember then. Do you have to restart again? There is even a difference of opinion from amongst them, but the safer option is you go back and you just restart your wudu, insha'Allah ta'ala. So why did I say it is wajib? Due to a number of hadith. First hadith is the hadith of Abi Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu that was graded by Shaykh al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala to be hasan. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا وضوء لمن لم يذكر اسم الله عليه. There is no wudu for the one who did not mention the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this hadith, my beloved brothers and sisters, has been graded as hasan by Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala. Hasan means sound. Also Ibn Hajar, Al-Iraqi, okay, Ibn Kathir, Ibn Salah, from the scholars of hadith. Another hadith is when the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا صلاة لمن لا وضوء له. وَلَا وُضُوءَ لِمَنْ لَمْ يَذْكُرِ اسْمَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ. There is no salah for the one who doesn't do wudu, and there is no wudu for the one who does not say Bismillah at the beginning. Another narration is the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrating this hadith. He said, "An Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wada'a yadahu fil ma'." Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam placed his hands inside of the water, and then he said, "Tawadda'u bismillah." He commanded them to mention the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when making wudu. And this is now what? A commandment. This is a commandment we've previously taken, that the base ruling of a commandment is that it is mandatory. وَأَصْرُهُ الْوُجُوبُ ثُمَّ قَدْ وَرَدْ إِلَى مَعَانِ فَاسْتَمِعْ لِمَا يُعَدْ. Base ruling is that it is what? Mandatory. Then he goes on to say, وَقَوْلَ أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهِ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ فِي آخِرِهِ. And he said that which has also been reported is that he would read this dua right at the end. This is Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala mentioning this to us. He took this again from the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam when he said, مَا مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ يَتَوَضَّعُ فَيُسْبِغُ الْوُضُوءَ ثُمَّ يَقُولُ أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله إلا فتحت له أبواب الجنة الثمانية يدخل من أيها شاء. When you read this dua, Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم is saying that he can enter from any of the eight doors. He can enter from any of the eight doors. يدخل من أيها شاء. The eight doors of Jannah are swung open for him, and he can enter from whatever door he wants. Also, it's been reported that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as it came, the hadith that was narrated by Imam Nasa'i rahimahullah ta'ala, سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. Again, it's one of those du'as that many might be oblivious about. But what is the significance behind reading this dua? The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, طُبِعَ بِطَابِعٍ فَلَمْ يُكْسَرْ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. This good deed will be sealed. Meaning, it will be sealed so hard that it won't be able, or nobody will be able to break into it by taking it away from you. SubhanAllah. For just coming with this dua of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.